Whether or not you are a planner, today is an exciting day because we finally know the Indianapolis Colts 2023 schedule. Let's get to it.
You are Locked On Colts, your daily Indianapolis Colts podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in and making us your, I'm going to say last listen of the day since it's a live evening show. This is your daily podcast covering your Indianapolis Colts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am Jake Arthur. I'm joined today by Destin Adams. Zach's voice is blown out at the moment. He's dealing with something. So Destin is kind enough to fill in. He is our colleague over at horseshoehuddle.com. And he is also one half of the Saddle Up podcast alongside Shad McGinnis. So, Destin, thank you, brother, for coming in and filling in for Zach today.
Hey, any time. I mean, still waiting for the day I get to do a Locked On episode where everyone is present. But I'll keep filling in when I need to.
That's true. Even ones we've planned before, like months back, one of us had to bow out. So that's, yeah.
Still waiting.
That's true. We got to make it happen at this point. But today we're here because it is a schedule release special. We didn't have to pull any topics out of the hat. We know what we are talking about today. So as of 8 p.m. Eastern, the NFL announced the entire NFL slate of games. We now know the Colts' regular season schedule as well as their preseason schedule, not to be left out. So today we're going to show you all 18 weeks, break down the biggest matchups, any primetime games, maybe, when they go out to Germany, and anything else that you guys might want to know. So let me go ahead and throw this graphic up, courtesy of the Colts. They put this out there on Twitter. Nice, beautiful thing to cover up our mugs right now. So it doesn't show the preseason schedule, but that is Week 1 at the Buffalo Bills on August 12th at 1. Week 2 at home against the Chicago Bears on August 19th at 7 p.m. And then Week 3 at the Philadelphia Eagles on August 24th at 8 p.m. So that's nice. Shane Steichen gets a nice little homecoming there. So as you guys can see, this is a nice schedule. I really don't hate it. I don't have any huge gripes about it. As you see, there's no true primetime games. They do have two in week 15 and week 18, that are subject to flex. So we'll see what happens with those. They could get flexed to 4 o'clock. I think they could even go into primetime. There's new TV deals out there. So a lot of that is kind of muddled at the moment. There's a lot more to dig into. It's a whole nother conversation. But Destin and I were just kind of digesting this a little bit before the show. Again, for the second year in a row, loaded with AFC South matchups in the beginning. Looks like you got Jacksonville and Houston, the first two. You get a little break there, but then Tennessee and Jacksonville in weeks 5 and 6. So, man, Destin, what are you thinking about this schedule so far?
Yeah, I mean, so it's similar to last year when it comes to the AFC South, like you said, 4 in the first 6 with both Jacksonville matchups in the first 6, Houston week 2, Tennessee week 5. It's kind of crazy that there's just like a huge gap after that week 6 game with Jacksonville until you get the next AFC South game too. Mm-hmm. So week 6 against Jacksonville, and you don't go against an AFC South opponent again until week 13.
Right.
So we will go on just about a 2-month break from a divisional matchup. We go to Jacksonville October 15th, and we will be going to Tennessee on December 3rd.
They could potentially use it. If the first part of their AFC South schedule went anything like it did last year, they could use it. I think we don't talk about Bruno and we don't talk about last year. But unimaginatively, they end the season again, second year in a row, at home against the Texans. Will they be battling for one of the top spots in the draft order again? We'll see. Will the Texans screw themselves out of the number one pick? We will see.
Arizona has it, right?
Oh, you know what? That's right. Because
hey,
they
Houston
they
has no reason to lose games.
Oh man. Yeah. This is a total money ball game for them in week 18 now. but no, I really don't hate this. You know, of course we'll talk about more of it in the next segment, but of course they've got the bye there in week 11 after Germany. The teams actually do have the option of whether or not to take it. I don't know why any team wouldn't.
So maybe if you don't take it, you get to pick your opponent the next week though, correct?
I'm not sure how that works, but I just know team, the only reason a team wouldn't want to do it if it's like super early in the season, like if you don't want your bye in week 5 or something, you know.
So do you remember last year the Packers Jets game right after Green Bay was overseas? I think that was like one of the things that like Sauce Gardner said after the game, was that they picked us, like they picked us for this game instead of a bye, and then the Jets beat them. Think that's how it works, that if you don't take the bye, that you can, it's probably like picking from like a select amount, because right, there's so many things that the league has to do. The bye week's a little interesting because some people will look at week 11 as a bye and say that that's late, but it's actually the earliest bye the Colts have had in 3 years. Last year was week 14, and the year before that, week 12.
Yeah, in an 18-week schedule now, it's a lot closer to mid-season than it is late, but
yeah.
Again, that allows them to, you know, catch their breath. If the season starts this year like it did last year, they could really need that bye. But it's, I don't know, I really don't love the team you cover playing overseas, just because, like, you know, it's got to affect them somehow. But yeah, that bye week is not going to be your typical bye week. They're going to catch up on their resetting their entire bodies from jet lag and everything. But looks like we got some rematches in here, you know, Raiders, Steelers, there's some revenge game possibilities as well. Carolina Panthers week 9. That is an enticing one.
Yeah. I mean, any chance you're going to get these storylines? I thought Carolina was one of the ones where if the Colts ended up on that like Thursday slate and you have to kind of match up teams, that Carolina had the storylines to kind of get you there. And we're going to talk a little bit more about those in-depth storylines, but in a little bit, but like the Carolina game, like has like the revenge factor. It has the rookie quarterback facing each other factor. Cause by week 9, I think you would hope Anthony Richardson's playing by then, even if it's not week 1. But that was the one where I thought if we were going to get one, I thought the Panthers would be a prime spot for it. But instead, it's a 4:05 start instead of the 1, I guess. So that's our version of prime time this year.
Yeah, I don't hate it whatsoever. I really don't. Last year at Bitum, they wanted all those prime time games. They wanted home ones. It got like 5 or something, and it went poorly. So I'm cool with them hitting the reset button and not having as many primetime games this year.
Yeah, when you had that rough 5 to 6 week stretch, one of which got to be the Minnesota game on NFL Network, I believe, even. But just a rough few weeks there in a row with the Colts having to put the team of last year in front of the millions and millions of people in all across the world. So we won't have to go through that this year. We won't have to go through that.
No, absolutely not. And I won't have to get home at 2 a.m. from the stadium anymore, which I'm pretty geeked about. But next, which of these games are the most premier of matchups for the Colts? And obviously a lot of that rides on Anthony Richardson and when he starts playing. But first, a word from our pals over at Built. If you guys are looking for a delicious snack but don't want all the sugar and calories, then you need the best tasting protein bar ever. Built, you've got to try it. If you're like me and you want to make healthier snack choices, but you don't want to compromise on taste, you don't want rubber, then I've got just the thing for you. Built bars and Built puffs. They're healthy, taste amazing, and you won't even know that they're good for you. What makes Built bars so good, you might ask? Well, for starters, they're covered in 100% real dark chocolate and have some unbelievable flavors like churro, peanut butter, brownie, and cookies and cream. Pretty much something for everyone there. I'm not sure how Built does it, but these bars taste like a candy bar while maintaining amazing macros. What's even better is that they're healthy. Just 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, but a whopping 17 grams of protein. Swing by your local Walmart for a 4-bar box or Sam's Club for a 13-bar box. You can thank us later. Everydayers, if you haven't already, be sure to check out some of our recent episodes this week on the Colts surprise players, the winners and the losers from the offseason, and how quickly the Colts can maximize Anthony Richardson. Also check that out on horseshoehuddle.com. Zach has got his new series that he has put out now. So you'll definitely do not want to miss that. So, Destin, premier matchups this season. Again, primetime games, no true primetime games, but they do have week 15 at home against the Steelers, which is a flex possibility. And then week 18 at home against the Texans. That's not going to be a super enticing matchup, that Texans one, I can't imagine. But Steelers could be nice, you know, if Kenny Pickett is taking that next step and Anthony Richardson is out there, or if the Colts happen to be playing well behind Gardner Minshew, whatever, the league could decide to go Steelers-Colts, put them in some sort of primary matchup, a 4 o'clock kick, Saturday, whatever. But, do either of those matchups really talk to you? I can't imagine the Texans one does.
Well, it depends. So let's say Anthony Richardson doesn't start week one. They decide to like wait it off a little bit, so he's not there for the CJ Stroud matchup in week two. If that happens, then week 18 could be the first time we see Stroud versus Richardson. And if you're going through Colts Nation throughout the draft process, you could probably make the argument that those were the two most sought after quarterbacks with this fan base. Mm-hmm. Will Levis being another that was talked about quite a bit. But those two being the forefront of a lot of fans' ideas of who that quarterback would be. So if Richardson doesn't play week two, that week 18 one could be a lot of fun for that reason. Week 15, I may just have some PTSD, Jake, when it comes to the Steelers, because man, they have our number. It just feels like every chance, and we've had some fun moments. We had Pat McAfee throwing for the first down on Thanksgiving. But even that, when you end up losing, you have multiple games where Big Ben went just off against this Colts defense for years.
500 yards, 4 touchdowns. Ugh.
Martavius Bryant catching for 200 yards, 3 touchdowns. Just unreal fantasy numbers put up against the Colts in this time. So anytime I see Pittsburgh on the schedule, it's a rough one. So I guess we'll see. Maybe part of me hopes it's not on primetime for that reason.
Yeah.
And then I guess we can kind of call the Germany game like a primetime premium because it'll be on national television.
Yeah.
Just at 9:30 in the morning.
Exactly. Honestly, I mentioned I don't love the team you cover playing overseas, but I do really like the 9:30 a.m. games. I mean, your day starts early, and then it's just football all day, you know, sun up to sundown. But no, week 10, Patriots, it's technically a away game for the Colts, so they're not coughing up a home game on that one. 9 home, 8 away. Again, 9:30 a.m. with the bye week the next week. I don't hate it. If you got an away game against the Patriots and you don't have to play it at Gillette, which is a place that obviously the Colts don't have a wealth of quality performances to say. So I don't mind that one at all. So let's,
It definitely isn't awful. I mean, if you're going to go overseas, and I think it's a cool experience for the fans over there. I think it's a cool experience for the guys to kind of get that experience. Mm-hmm. It also brought us a picture of Grover in one of those little German hats.
Yeah.
So that's a win just for that content alone. But if you're going to go overseas, you always want it to be an away game, unless you're Jacksonville, who's there every single year.
They're going back to back, aren't they? They're staying
twice.
They're staying
I think one of them's a divisional game. They have the Titans over there, right?
Yeah, I think so. And it's funny because for one of the more passionate home fan bases and all the Duval and everything, their second home could not be farther away. So that's, I don't know. So let's get into some of these premier matchups, though. So obviously Jacksonville and Houston the first couple weeks. Week 3, we could get Anthony Richardson against Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. That one could be really fun. That could be a really fun matchup. Rams, week 4 isn't – I think the Rams are going to be better than they were last year. I don't think it's going to be as big of a rough patch as it was. The Titans, week 5 at home, that could be Anthony Richardson versus Will Levis. We'll see. The Titans are another team that have kind of had the Colts number since Andrew Luck retired. The death match, week 6 at Jacksonville. What do you think, man? Do you like the placement of this one? I mean, it's not super early in the season this time.
See, like, I have always just been a person, like, all these curses that the Colts are trying to break.
It's legit.
Are you one of these people that counts the tie last year as the week 1 curse being broken? I don't.
No, it's not a win. So
yeah. So the week one curse is still there. I think I would have loved to go to Jacksonville week 1, just have both there, like both curses on the line the same time. two birds, one stone action, and you don't have to worry about them. So week 6, we'll see. Like, it's kind of funny that if the Colts are gonna break both curses this year, they have to sweep Jacksonville, which seems hard.
Unlikely.
Like an unlikely situation. So now we have ourselves in a spot where we could be only breaking one of those curses. If we get swept by Jacksonville, obviously we're pushing that curse off another year. I don't like that Jacksonville's week 1, it's not the road game, just because we're having to have both those curses get talked about all year long. But we'll know by week 6 if those two curses have been broken.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, we're talking about, so what is it, like 2013? Is that the last week 1 win for the Colts? Yes. Yeah, so we're going on a decade now that the Colts haven't won in week 1, which seems crazy. And it's something that makes you believe in curses. Same thing with Jacksonville. I feel like the last time the Colts won in Jacksonville was when Darius Butler was out there getting interceptions, and it was a while ago.
We were all in diapers. There were no cell phones. The internet was still, you know, being created the last time we won in Jacksonville. So
So there's not much to say about that one other than let's just get it over with. Is it going to be a loss? Or are they going to break the curse? Whatever. Let's see. So we mentioned the Panthers week 9. I'll get into that one later because our next segment, we're going to talk about games we feel really good and really bad about. Let's see. Titans again at Tennessee week 13. That's not been a great place for them to play. Bengals. So I'm not going to put the Colts in any barometer games, any measuring stick games this year, but it could be interesting. A late season game at the Bengals. That's obviously one of the best teams in the league with an incredibly high powered offense and a decent defense. That could be one where if the Colts perform really well in that, it could be an encouraging sign for their future.
I mean, you could definitely I feel pretty confident saying that the Bengals are the best team on this schedule that the Colts are going to play this year as well. So in the AFC, a quarterback like Joe Burrow, the Colts have a couple wins against Cincinnati in recent history, even one against Joe Burrow in comeback fashion. So that'll be an interesting one. 14 weeks in, we'll see how many games that means Anthony Richardson's in. So we could be getting a little bit into Richardson.
Yeah, Richards,
groove.
He'll be in there. He'll be in there by then. Yeah,
I agree. I still think, like, if you ask me right now when he plays, I still think it's week 1. Like, I just feel it.
Yeah, gun to my head, I would say that too, because I think that's their intention.
Yeah.
I think they want to get him ready for week 1, because a lot of teams come out and say, like, I think Carolina was like, no, we have a different starter right now. And, like, the Colts are going to say Gardner Minshew is their starter right now, but they're going to try to get Anthony ready for week 1. It'll be up to how quickly he can grasp things, but
I feel like they've been very smart about the wording with Gardner, even at his, like, intro press conference. Like, every time they were asked about it, Gardner's going to be here to compete. Like, we haven't heard that quarterback one, who's the starter right now. When training camp comes around, we're going to have to see who gets the opening starting reps. They've done a good job right now where it's a competition. We're going to let it play out. But I think they want him to start as much as we want him to start.
Yeah. Now Gardner knows the deal and the contract reflects that as well. Like, they did not give him some big backup money deal. Like, his money is very expendable. They don't need to get him out on the field right away. So next, which of these games on the schedule do we feel the best about? Which ones do we feel absolutely terrible about, if any? Coming up next. All right, Dustin, I'll let you lead off. Are there any games here? Mind you, this is pretty much a rebuilding team. Are there any games on this slate that you are just slamming the table? Yes, the Colts are going to win.
I feel pretty confident that we get a Houston game. I think that roster is in a larger rebuilding spot when it comes to the amount of talent spread across it. I think it's a very similar situation with a new coaching staff in place. A lot of new players going to be integrated this year. So two teams in similar situations, just a little bit different on how they operated the offseason. And the Colts have done pretty well to get at least one game against Houston over the past few years. Obviously, this past year they tied one, lost one. So I feel pretty confident that we're not going to get swept by Houston. But with where the Colts are after that, I mean, it gets harder after that to say that there's games on here that I feel very confident about. I think a team on here that is going to be worse than a lot of people expect is the Buccaneers. I think the Buccaneers could be pretty low this year. A little bit different vibe out of Tampa than what we've seen these past couple of seasons. The coaching staff there this past year just looked lost. So we'll see what that looks like there. But I think Tampa is probably the second game after one of the Houston that I feel like the best about. But I keep seeing everybody talk about how easy the schedule is. But I think the Colts are in a weird spot right now where we just don't know enough things to say we're fully confident in anything.
Yeah, the Colts do have the fourth easiest strength of schedule based on last year's standings of their current opponents. I'm really just going to parrot exactly what you said. I'm pretty confident they'll win at least one of the Houston games. I'm more confident saying the Week 18 game. Because it's more likely they'll have a rookie quarterback in there. You know, we just saw how things went against Houston last year. It wasn't great. So I'm more confident in the Week 18 game. I think the Colts will be hopefully gelling and getting on the right track by that point. I think Houston will start showing improvement there as well. But they're more likely to be taking on that rookie quarterback in Week 18. And hopefully Anthony Richardson will really be hitting some sort of stride by the end of the season. The Buccaneers as well, they do still have plenty of weapons still on offense, but, you know, as far as quarterback and everything goes, I'm not confident in that. Their defense isn't just that ridiculous unit anymore that it once was, or at least I don't think it will be. And the Colts defense, I think, will still be plenty good. So I'm more confident in the Colts defense stopping whatever Tampa can offer in their offense. And then let's see. I feel pretty comfortable with the Raiders game too, honestly. I think that's one I would pick for a win as well. I mean, the Raiders lost to the Jeff Saturday Colts last year. And then 2 years before that, Jonathan Taylor had a huge game against them, or was it the year before? Regardless, the Colts have been able to beat the Raiders quite handily in recent years. They do have a loss on there within the last few years, but the Raiders are just a team that I think the Colts have figured out generally. So I feel pretty comfortable with that one.
When you play them as much as we have, right? I'd hope that you get a little bit of understanding there. They might as well be the fifth AFC South team, the way that they just end up on this calendar every single season.
Mm-hmm. And I will say Jimmy Garoppolo is probably the perfect quarterback for Josh McDaniel's system right now. But this late in the season, is Garoppolo even going to be out there? Like, no intentional shade, but the guy hasn't been able to stay healthy. So the second to last game of the year, can you even count on him being out there? I don't know. I feel comfortable with that one. On the flip side, are there any games that you just want to skip because you just don't feel confident at all?
Well, like I said earlier, the Colts on week one, not a fun one. So we have Jacksonville at week one. So now we have to have that in our heads. Mm-hmm. As we said earlier, a curse against playing at Jacksonville. The Jags have just had our number when we go to Jacksonville. Week six, that's going to come around. Carolina that revenge, like, I just feel the way the Frank Reich tenure ended, I think that's going to come to bite us week nine. I think that's one to watch for sure. One of the only 4 o'clock games that the Colts have on the season right now. That Bengals one is tough just because, like I said earlier, I think that's the best team that we're playing this season. So you used the word measuring stick a little bit earlier. So it could be good for that for sure. And like I said earlier with Pittsburgh, every time I see them on the schedule, I just think of all the butt whoopings I've had to watch over the years. So until we prove otherwise, that's going to be on my mind as well.
Yeah, I really have no qualms with that at all. I think that Saints game is going to be pretty tough now that they've got a pretty good quarterback back in the fold with Derek Carr. Bengals game, obviously, while I think the Colts, you know, if they make it interesting, that'll be a good showing for them, but I have no expectations of that right now. Steelers, obviously, until they actually beat them, it's like a totally different team than the Steelers teams that used to kill them, but it's still the same result, it seems. The Falcons game, I think, it could be a shootout, honestly, in this one. It's not one I'm not confident in, but I'm actually kind of intrigued by it. But really, the game I feel worst about, I immediately just had an image in my head, is the Panthers game. It seems like the ultimate Frank Reich revenge game. Like, I can just see, you know, the whole city of Charlotte is going to be behind Frank in this one. It's like, it could be getting ugly. It's late in the game, and the Panthers get like a defensive touchdown or like some long rushing touchdown. You just pan to the sideline. It's Frank just like shouting and cheering and everything. And it's the image of revenge. That's exactly what I see in that Panthers game. I do not feel good about that one whatsoever.
So the PG version of what we saw from Nick Sirianni last year in Indianapolis,
yes,
when he let it be known how he felt post Frank Reich.
Yeah, it's the pastor Frank version of whatever Nick Sirianni puts out there. Yeah, I don't think Frank has it in him to have that same colorful commentary.
I would low key love it if we just got like our first just Frank Reich F-bomb in a presser right after the game. Oof. Man, like, or if you just see like him with a sound bite where he comes up to the mic and he's like, Jeff Saturday over me. Jeff Saturday over me.
Because that's the thing. It's not even just that he was fired. He was then replaced by Jeff Saturday. Like, there's so much that I'm not going to say I want it for Frank, but I could see it. Like, there's such thing as the football gods, and this seems like a terrible recipe for the Colts on that one.
Yeah, definitely feels like a Hard Knocks missed out not having the Colts last year for sure. They really wish that they were a year later on that one.
Well, they got the Carson Wentz Colts, so that's they got plenty.
Yeah, we've had a lot of eventful years, sadly.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that is it for us, everybody. Everydayers, thank you again for hanging out with us this week. Be sure to check back with us as we continue to bring you content from the Colts facility. OTAs are still underway. The offseason program. We'll give you our thoughts on what we think the Colts still ought to be doing. I know Zach is going to have some geeky stuff cooked up as to film stuff. And now that he knows the schedule, it's going to get real. I know he's going to have some really good stuff coming your guys' way. If you guys don't already, follow at Locked On Colts, at Jake Arthur NFL, and at Zach X2 on Twitter. Also at the Destin Adams. Also subscribe to Locked On Colts on YouTube as well as Horseshoe Huddle. So you guys can check out Destin and Shad's podcast. And really, wherever you guys listen to podcasts, we're everywhere now. We would also love your ratings and reviews. That helps pump us up on the ratings. And with that, we will see you guys tomorrow.